Salutations, Mets fans. Welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is Greg Karam. Greg.
Yes.
After the latest spring training kerfluffle in the Mets clubhouse, what plate of food, or what type of food, what would be on your plate of food that Bobby Parnell could throw out that would cause you to go all Matt Harvey on him? And for context, for our newer listeners, or for our listeners that are just checking in for their weekly IFK Gothenburg update that will come later in the show, Matt Harvey, of course, famously got in John Rauch's face after he threw water on him when he fell asleep in the clubhouse listening to his iPod or whatever. So what kind of food, what plate of food could Bobby Parnell throw out that would cause you to go crazy?
See, I had this the other way around. I was thinking, like, what would set me off to, like, throw out his pile of food? But
that's not the way. Even the way how did I wrote that on? How did you get that out of what I wrote to you hours ago?
I was all prepared. No, but if I had a because I'm a big Chipotle guy, and I might as well be a Mets minor leaguer. So if I had a Chipotle burrito in front of me, and he threw that out, I probably would get in his face and be like, hey, man, you just crossed the line.
For me, I mean, for me, it's a plate. I'm trying to think about what my last meal, last bite kind of thing would be. I've had a lot of really good bites in my lifetime. But I think for me, it would just be like a full order of Momofuku pork buns.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I would turn on my bearded colleague in that case, my fellow bearded colleague.
Does he have those at all his restaurants, or only specific ones?
Yeah, you can get them at the Milk Bar. You can get them at, like, the dessert one.
Okay. I've only been to...
I think they do them at Co., which is like his... I know you can get them at Noodle Bar, you can get them at Sam. I don't think Co., you can get them at Mapeche certain times of day. You can't get them at Co., because that's just like a set menu. It's like a tasting menu.
Yeah, no,
you can get them at Milk Bar.
I've been to Co. and I've been to Noodle Bar, and I've had them at Noodle Bar.
How the heck did you get into Co.?
It was a struggle.
I've been trying to get into Co. for years.
It was before they actually just moved to a bigger location.
Yeah, in the old building. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the old building. It was just like an unmarked door. It was actually pretty cool.
So I would like to say that's the only time we're talking about Noah Syndergaard on this podcast, but it's not. It's our starting pitching preview. We will talk about him in that and nowhere else. Anything that happened on Mets Twitter today, we're not talking about. This is episode 106 of Amazing Avenue Audio. And the agenda is very simple. It's our starting pitching preview, as I have already set forth. So we'll talk about the Mets starting pitching. We talked about the bullpen last week. So we'll move on to happier, I guess, news. Talk a little about Matt Harvey, which should make us all happy.
Sure.
Talk about Zach Wheeler. We'll take a step forward and what's up with that whole shifting thing. Talk about Jacob deGrom. What can we expect from him in 2015? And we'll throw John Neves and Bartolo Colon in there, as they are also 2015 Mets starters. And we will find some room for Noah Syndergaard. If we talk about other pitchers who might make starts or interesting prospects on the farm who could help in the starting rotation come hell or high intercostal strains in 2015. Then we'll answer your emails. Of course, we have two emails, one of which is about Noah Syndergaard's lunch. And it was funny because it came in, it's about spring training kerfluffle specifically, and it came in before the second spring training kerfluffle today. I remind you all, Eric Mal, rule one of Twitter, don't tweet. But that's sadder news to come. We'll start with the happy news.
This is why Fangraphs.
What are you watching in the background, Greg?
It's I tell you, Fangraphs has been so miserable lately. Everything takes so long to load, and then they have these autoplay ads. I'm so sick of it. I got to switch to Baseball Reference. It's ridiculous.
Baseball Reference, by the way, also has autoplay ads. I think I've shown up on this podcast before.
Okay.
I should say at the outset, you might notice I sound a little different this week. Both my computers are dead, and I am on an iPhone. Greg is on a computer. We were recording this on Chris McShane's machine that is currently muted while he packs for Port St. Lucie. This is the most lo-fi edition of Amazing Avenue Audio yet. Where you get a podcast. It'll be a short one. We'll be back next week, hopefully, in some capacity. I might have a computer by then. I don't know.
I'm telling you, we got to get that Kickstarter going.
Yeah. the Mets starting rotation starts with Matt Harvey. We talked about Matt Harvey a lot in recent weeks, about how they're going to handle Matt Harvey. What can you really expect from Matt Harvey going forward? How should you manage his innings? Is this right, the right field staff to manage Matt Harvey coming off Tommy John surgery? What we haven't talked about, Greg, and I feel like we need to make up for this week, is how fucking awesome Matt Harvey is.
Yeah, like, put it into context with the way how good he was that the year before, you know, the year he got hurt. I mean, he was basically, he had a 2 flat FIP, which is just ridiculous. And it's just so good. And when you think about a regression from that level, it's just still great. So it's exciting, you know.
He is actually a pitcher that has 4 average or better major league offerings.
Yeah.
And I mean, 55 or better. I like his curve more than most, and I guess he's been throwing it more in the spring, which makes sense. We've seen pictures of, like, I guess J.R.'s Familia using a changeup grip. That's the stuff that happens in spring. J.R.'s Familia is going to throw some changeups in the spring, in March. Yeah. Matt Harvey's going to throw some curves. We all know the party piece here is the 98-mile-an-hour fastball and the 90-mile-an-hour slider. But he's got, I think, 2 other above-average major league offerings in the change and the curve.
I think so.
That you have to be aware of, at least. I know I tweet out the gif of him throwing the changeup to Matt Kemp at least once a week at this point.
I was at that game. It was fantastic.
It's just, we're going to watch Matt Harvey pitch. He probably won't be as good as he was in 2013 for a couple of reasons. 1, he's coming off an injury. And 2, you know, by the rates, it would have been one of the best Mets pitching seasons in history. And he's just unlikely to repeat that. But it'll be Matt Harvey shoving on occasion, which is pretty nice.
It's a point of view. Yeah. Something to be excited about, like, once a week, you know, you're going to get to do that. You're going to get to go watch him pitch. And it's going to be exciting every time.
It's like we talk about the innings limit and the pitch count, how it should be managed. That'll all be forgotten, like, in the first inning when he just goes 98, 98, 90 slider off the deck. And I'll probably be watching the game while recording the podcast I did for most of 2013, just, like, making Keith Hernandez sexual noises.
You and Rob, like, what? I'm sorry.
Sorry. I got to stop the podcast now. Matt Harvey just did something stupid.
Looking forward to that.
But in the spirit, as this podcast occasionally engages in actual analysis, genuine analysis, in this spirit of genuine analysis, what do you really expect from Matt Harvey this year?
I would be surprised if he didn't have an ERA below 3. Like that I think that would surprise me, especially given in this run environment. You know, forget about the innings pitched and all that. It would surprise me if his ERA wasn't under 3, because when you think about it, I mean, he's pitched like 230 innings, whatever. He's over two seasons. Both years he had sub 3 ERAs, and obviously ERA is not something that you can fully control. There's factors that are out of your hands there. You know, batting average and balls in play and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's one of the more things that, you know, it's one of the things that actually matter. You know, how many runs you give up, or you could change
it does
that.
Still matter, yes.
Yeah, you can change it to runs allowed per 9 or something like that. But if it wasn't below 3, I would be surprised.
How many pitchers would you take over him in baseball over the next 3 seasons?
I mean, not more than 5. I, I, I,